Hey guys, Joe here. We've gotten so many voicemails from you that we just had to run another episode of 3 Minute Love Stories. I personally love these love stories. Listening to all the voicemails in the middle of the night is what's been keeping me awake and sane when I get up to feed the new baby. 10 times. This week we have a couple trying to work through their changing marriage as they adopt a foster baby born to an addicted mother. We have another couple who just picked up their life and moved to Bali to open a restaurant. Finally, a wedding singer who fell in love with a bridesmaid. Enjoy.
Like all love stories, ours is pretty complicated, and it really starts at the moment we decided to become foster parents. See, we could have stopped at 4 children. Many people would say that that was a full house, and then some. I entered our marriage with 2 children, my husband with 1, and then we had a baby together. So that makes the final score 4. But there is something that happens when you become a parent and your heart just kind of breaks open to make room for that little baby. And then in the process, I think it just aches for every other child that doesn't know security and that doesn't have enough to eat and that doesn't get enough love. So we decided to become foster parents. So Aiden came into our lives as our 2nd placement. Born somewhere between 30 to 34 weeks gestation. His biological mom was too ill with her addiction to get prenatal care. And he was in the hospital and going through withdrawals from the heroin he was exposed to in the womb. And he came home to us after he was able to wean off his morphine drip. At that time, he was about 9 days old. And really, this is where our complicated love story begins. I cared for him from the start. But what Aiden needed was this unconditional, ferocious mom love. And frankly, I couldn't keep myself from giving that to him, especially as he reached 4 months old and he had had no contact with any biological family. So I celebrated when we were offered the choice to eventually adopt should he become legally free. But that elation quickly dimmed when I was confronted with the reality that my husband didn't feel the same way. His bonding process had barely begun, and the idea of adopting an infant was really not in his wheelhouse. He was only 34, but had raised his oldest daughter as a single father from the age of 20, and was far from excited about the prospect of starting over. Plus, how could he adopt a child with whom he didn't feel a strong connection? Sure, you know, he cared deeply for all the children in our blended family with a love that was strong and varied and complex, but somehow he doubted his ability to find enough love for this little baby. So I had a choice to make. Could I presume to know better than my husband the full extent of his ability to love? Would he forgive me for falling so desperately in love with a child that I was willing to push back against his fear and reluctance and insist that we pursue adoption? What would that do to our marriage? Spoiler alert, we did adopt Aiden, but as to what this choice has done to and for our marriage, well, that is a story still unfolding.
Hi, my name is Piper. My husband and I met each other when we were just 18 years old in college, in university. We couldn't have come from 2 different backgrounds, any more different backgrounds. He is Mexican-American. I am multiracial. I grew up in Bali, Indonesia. He grew up in South Central LA after being born in Mexico. And we randomly met in Italian class, of all places, freshman year of university. Neither of us speak Italian anymore, by the way. So I just kind of say the reason we were probably in that class was just to meet each other. And it wasn't until our final exam that I worked up the courage to sit next to this boy that I thought was cute but didn't say anything in class at all. And we have had a journey of a relationship. We have been through so much together. We have been together. We have been apart. We have stayed friends. We have not been friends. We've been through infidelity on both of our sides. And we did a lot of growing together. And I think the amazing thing about our relationship, though, is that we continue to come back together and talk as friends. Actually, we were friends for a long time. We both ended up in very serious relationships, other relationships. And it's interesting how the universe just brings people back together. And here we are now married for a number of years. We just had our second baby girl who's 3 months old. The man has supported me. He has supported me through my multiple degrees and graduate programs and helped me start my own practice. I supported him in leaving his very secure work, very supportive and stable work to follow his dream of opening a restaurant. And when our firstborn was 8 months old, we decided to take the risk and move our family to Bali, where we now have been living for 2 years. And my husband has opened a restaurant and I continue to practice here. And it is a crazy adventure together. And it's not always easy. And sometimes people look at us and they're like, oh, we admire your guys' ability to just take risks together. And sometimes we think, oh, we're crazy. You should definitely not admire that. But the thing is what I think is admirable is we are friends first and foremost through it. And I love that man. And I know that he loves me no matter what it is.
Hi, my name is Johnny Diaz, and this is my love story, I guess. A little bit nervous sharing, but here we go. At the time, I was a wedding singer, and she was actually a bridesmaid. I was working this wedding for free for the groom, who was my best friend and former roommate. He had moved out a month before the wedding, and I decided to do the wedding because he, you know, hired me and needed someone, and I was like, sure. Did it for free, which I needed, you know, the money to kind of find my rent, basically. But anyway, I was nervous, and I did the wedding, and I was up there, and obviously in between songs, I kind of noticed there was this bridesmaid sitting by herself, so I went up to her and asked her to dance. She said no because she was a little stressed out herself, and I asked her why, and she had told me, oddly enough, that she was looking for an apartment. She had just landed her dream job and was worried because she couldn't find a spot. And I told her, hey, I actually have a spot available if she wanted to check it out. She thought it was a pickup line and didn't really, you know, believe me. And I told her I wasn't lying. And she said, no. I asked her to dance again. She said no. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go sing. I completely understand. And went up there, did a couple more songs. And it wasn't until I sang Casey and JoJo's All My Life that I think I really won her over. She heard me sing that and said she could trust me. I was over the moon, and I was like, cool, so, you know, come back, check my spot out. Nothing has to happen, and it was great. She did, and she loved the spot. It just became a little weird because throughout the months and, you know, a year after, I think, she started bringing home guys, and I was bringing home girls. And eventually, we got mad at each other. She found a bra on the couch that wasn't hers, and you can imagine what she found. Eventually, she told me not to bring home girls. I told her not to bring home guys. And then we figured we should just stay being together. And she hasn't left our apartment since, and neither have I. And we're a big fan of the show, so I hope she's listening. And Shauna, if you are, will you marry me?
God, I really hope she says yes. Oh my God, I really hope she says yes. Also, I just played this for Nick and he really hopes she says yes too. Do you want to share your love story with us? I also hope that answer is a resounding yes. Well, it's easy. Just call us. You can reach us at 404-996-1173. Remember to let us know your email address and try to keep your story to 3 minutes or less. We know it's hard. Season 4 will be here before you know it. In the meantime, you can binge 3 seasons of Committed on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love us, leave us a review. I love reviews almost as much as I love 3-minute love stories and surprise proposals. Talk to you soon.